Good afternoon. I'm Carl, the new guy. Thanks for listening to 1280 AM KCOB. It's time to take a look at your sports. Today we're talking basketball. And as long as we're talking basketball, the Hawkeyes beat North Carolina State last night, 86-69. The Hawkeyes were led by sophomore Keegan Murray, who had 27 points and 21 rebounds all to himself. Also last night, the Cyclones won last night against Alabama State Hornets. Despite only making one three-pointer out of the 20 thrown, the Cyclones pulled off a 68-60 win last night and moved up to 3-0 for the season. And tonight for college basketball, the UNI Panthers men basketball team plays the University of Arkansas, and the Hawkeye women's basketball team plays the Southern Jaguars from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, later tonight. And speaking of the Hawkeyes women's basketball team, last Sunday the Hawkeye women beat the Panthers 82-61 on Sunday. The preseason All-American player sophomore Caitlin Clark had 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists in the game. On her own, she shot 30% from the three-point line and had 4 turnovers. However, some people are saying that Sunday was considered to be the Hawkeyes' worst game of the season so far, shooting only 44% from the field and 34% from beyond the arc. The Hawkeyes forced 19 Panther turnovers and also forced UNI to shoot 32% from the floor and 25% from the three-point range. The Hawkeyes started the season 3-0 with 3 wins in just 6 days, averaging 88.7 points a game. Iowa is also currently shooting 52% from the floor while holding opponents to just a 32% field goal percentage. The number 9th-ranked Hawkeye women basketball team will return to Carver Hawkeye Arena to take on Southern University tonight. Southern University comes into the game with a record of 0-1 after falling to the number 23 Texas A&M. That game is 6:30 tonight. And also in college sports, Drake's men's basketball team returned all 5 of last season's starters, as well as adding a new one who took over for an injured teammate mid-season. The Bulldogs were chosen as the Missouri Valley Conference preseason favorite. The Bulldogs have outscored their first 2 opponents 186-111. Coach Darian DeVries is confident with his bench players, who have put up 47 points against the Coyotes. DeVries said on Sunday that, "I love our depth this year. I think we have a great balance, and I think we have a lot of guys that can come in off the bench and really give us a much-needed spark." Drake's men's basketball beat South Dakota last Sunday 99-50, starting their season with 2-0, and Drake will play the Richmond, Virginia Spiders this Saturday. And the NBA scores from last night, I have them right here, and I'll give them to you. Only 3 games last night, and here are the results. The Warriors beat the Nets 117-99. The Utah Jazz beat the 76ers 120-85. And the Clippers beat the Spurs 106-92. And just to wrap things up in the sports for you in your noon hour, the biggest and most important debate in NBA history is currently happening. Hundreds of fans are taking to metaphorical streets and having their relationships, marriage, friendships, and much more being utterly destroyed. And an article written for SportingNews.com by Jordan Greer highlights this debate. And we're talking about, of course, Michael Jordan versus LeBron James, the original Space Jam movie or Space Jam: A New Legacy. You see, the original Space Jam movie came out like 25 years ago and is the highest grossing movie about basketball of all time, while Space Jam: A New Legacy came out earlier this year, and instead of starring Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes, it stars LeBron James and Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, and the rest of the Looney Tunes characters. See, Jordan Greer broke down the 2 movies into multiple categories and judged each on a variety of factors. And if you'd like to know the exact details about his process and specific factors he used to judge the movies, you can find them out at SportingNews.com. But ultimately, the writer of the article decides that the original movie is better than the reboot, but closes his article by saying that, quote, both movies are, quote, just bad. As for me, the only Looney Tunes that I'm into are the originals, the classics, the ones from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and even bleeding into the 60s and 70s. But the earliest Looney Tunes are where I'm at. I love Daffy Duck. I love Bugs Bunny. I love Foghorn Leghorn. And I love all of those guys a lot. But for those who are watching Space Jam, which I have seen once, the original, I haven't seen the new one. For those who watch that, I hope the debate between the two movies doesn't tear apart your household as it has to millions of Americans. And that is a look at your sports in the noon hour with me, Carl, the new guy. I hope you have a great Wednesday, and I hope it only gets better from here. Thanks for listening to KCOB. Let's get back to it here on KCOB.